I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. When you think of environmentally beneficial landscapes, the land beneath power lines might not be at the top of your list. But new research is highlighting this habitat's importance in conserving a wide array of plant and insect life. You've heard it before. Trees and power lines, not a good mix. And that's why sometimes power companies cut back forest.
And then what's left behind are these early successional habitats.
Dave Wagner is an ecologist at UConn and the author of a new paper saying those cutbacks might not always be bad. Today, we're walking in South Windsor, observing plants and bugs living underneath the power lines. It's cloudy and the rain's pouring down.
I need it, Smilax. There's just gobs of it here.
In his study, Wagner measured plant diversity and cover for more than 25 different power line plots, comparing them to adjacent woodlands with a full canopy of tree cover. He documented more than 300 plant species underneath power lines, and that was twice the number he found in forests.
As I look out, I'm seeing some asters, I'm seeing a lot of goldenrods, and if we look into the woods, there's virtually nothing in bloom at this point in time. If you want to see butterflies in the state of Connecticut, a power line is a place to do it. If you want to see bees, if you want to see cottontails, this is a very important habitat.
Wagner says power line corridors are a perfect habitat for milkweeds, a genus of plants critically important to monarch butterflies. And in one location, he even found a rare oil-collecting bee that was thought to have disappeared from the United States.
Bee workers had been looking for it for 20 years or something like that. And so I'm actually a lepidopterist. I study butterflies and moths. So for me to stumble across this thing was a surprise to everybody.
Wagner says it's all evidence that power line cutbacks aren't always bad. But, he cautions, whenever you clear woodlands, certain animals and plants will be disrupted.
No matter what we do in nature, there's winners and losers. And it's always going to be like that.
The research appears in the journal Forest Ecology and Management. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.